proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
Shalom Aleichem. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another segment about Jewish life. There are four major branches of Judaism. In this lesson, we will learn about Reform Judaism. The Reform Jewish movement developed in the 19th century. Abraham Geiger, a German rabbi, served as the key figure in its founding. Rabbi Geiger opposed the existence of nationalistic elements in Judaism, particularly the concept of Jews as being God's chosen people. Reform Jews identify their system of beliefs as a changing faith. They hold that Jewish law, as traditionally understood, Jewish law consists of general guidelines to follow, rather than being a legal code binding Jewish behavior. Thus, Reform Judaism contends that the principles underlying Judaism ought to receive continual evaluation by its adherents, rather than remaining static and unchanging. Reform Judaism also argues for a religious approach to reason. In contrast with Orthodox Judaism, Reform Judaism focuses far more on correct behavior than on ritual practices. Several authors have addressed the subject of Reform Judaism's doctrinal flexibility. In his 1984 book, Liberal Judaism, Eugene Borowitz, a leading theologian of Reform Judaism, Eugene Borowitz defined the essential tenets of Reform Judaism in terms of advocating change and upholding democracy. Mr. Borowitz modified his opinion to a degree in the 1999 publication entitled Renewing the Covenant. He proposed establishing a system that he labeled postmodern Judaism. This system would serve as an alternative to Orthodox Jewish belief. In this book, Mr. Borowitz listed three major doctrines of that system. Human dignity, he wrote, comes from God and not man. He noted that the existence of a covenant between God and the Jewish nation that installed such human dignity. And Rabbi Borowitz wrote that a person's commitment should be to what he termed, quote, God-oriented, community-guided, personal choice, unquote. The World Union for Progressive Judaism, affiliated with more than 1,200 congregations on six continents, the World Union for Progressive Judaism set forth what it termed the liberal streams of Judaism. Their viewpoint promoted modernity, equality, and social justice as core values of Jewish belief. The World Union for Progressive Judaism identified Progressive Judaism as being, quote, founded on authentic manifestations of Jewish creativity, ancient and modern, particularly those that stress inwardness and desire to learn what God expects from us. Justice and equality, democracy and peace, personal fulfillment and collective obligations, unquote. Reform Jewish perspectives about God range from agnosticism to a more basic acceptance of traditional Jewish teaching. For example, Kaufman Kohler served as a prominent Reform Jewish theologian in the early 20th century. In his 1918 book on Jewish theology, Kohler wrote that God revealed himself to man through divine activity, and that God showed man how to act as a morally free being. Reform Judaism continues to undergo change with regard to its doctrines, yet it remains influential among many American Jews. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another segment about Jewish life.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.